And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice on an independent station searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. Another thing I wanted to mention for Memorial Day is the United States Marine Corps Memorial is having an event out at the memorial at 6th and Colfax at 1:30 on Memorial Day. And it's going to be a great event as well. And as producer Steve says, as we need on Memorial Day weekend to stop and just reflect on those that have given their last full measure of devotion so that we can live in liberty, although we're in a battle of ideas for that right now. But a great thing to do on Memorial Day would either be go down to the Center for American Values in Pueblo, go out to the USMC Memorial Foundation event at 1:30 out at the Marine Memorial. And you can get more information about that at usmcmemorialfoundation.org. Jay Davidson, he is the founder and CEO of First American State Bank. He is also they're a great sponsor of the show. The debt ceiling, that is grabbing headlines consistently. And I think that there's some scare tactics being used by the radical activist Democrats to try to, their answer seems to be, is the answer to our spending problem is to spend more. And hence they want to raise the debt ceiling. What's your thoughts about the debt ceiling?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of fear and angst and so forth about it. And I'm a little bit different than a lot of people when it comes to debt ceiling, because I think that's a distraction. And I think that we should not be talking about debt ceiling, because implied in talking about a debt ceiling is that we're going to raise it, that we're going to increase the debt that exists in our nation today. When the real problem, the underlying problem of all this inflation is government spending that was supported by all the liquidity, the money supply that we talked about in the last segment. So the whole issue here is in order to reduce debt, in order to get us to live within our means as a country and as a government serving the people, not being the controller of the people, we need to be talking spending reductions. Not only reducing, but eliminating the increase in spending, and then going further and actually reducing the federal spending so that we do not go into debt every year. And we think, you know, people blithely walk down the road ignorant of the fact that there's an end to all debt. You cannot continue to pile on debt ad infinitum. There will be an end point. That end point will be and is becoming that our treasuries are not selling in the world market today. And I think that is what will restrict us when we cannot print money and get somebody else to buy it through the treasuries. Because I guess I should back up a little bit. The Fed Reserve printed a whole bunch of money, $8 trillion since 2008. It's a process called quantitative easing. Really all it is starting the printing presses, making a whole bunch of U.S. dollar bills. They then transfer that money into the Treasury Department. The Treasury issues a bond, a Treasury bond to offset that. I know it's kind of arcane, but that's the process. And then the Treasury funds the spending of the United States government. Then look at where they spend their money. What are they spending it on? Entitlements, COVID payments for people not to work, welfare system for this, that, and the other thing. Support for illegal aliens crossing a border at all hours of the day and night, et cetera. They're just wasting this money, putting a burden of debt on every one of us today and our grandchildren. And, oh, by the way, that excess liquidity is causing massive inflation, which means that you have to spend your hard-earned dollar, you have to spend more of them to get the same product that you did before. Well, you might have filled your gas tank up for $20 a few years ago, it's $40 today. So the whole issue here, I think, is, you know, I appreciate Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans trying to talk debt ceiling to Biden and those people, but they're missing the point. And the point is, you've got to go to the source of the debt. That is the spending.
Well, my understanding, Jay, is, and I think we need to go there sooner or later. And the other thing is, we will have a day of reckoning. It's going to be whether or not we decide that we're going to do something about it, or whether or not, if we don't, there will be a day of reckoning. There is no doubt about it. This cannot continue on. But my understanding is that the proposal on the debt ceiling, and to your point, it implies that it will be raised, but that there would be a balanced budget within 10 years and to try to freeze spending at 2019 levels. It's a step in the right direction, at least, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, again, I think the concept of balanced budget is a misnomer. You can balance a budget and you know, you're still balancing it with debt, right? That's the added factor here, and that's what people are missing. Balanced budget, wow, that's really cool. Well, no, it isn't, because you're not addressing the issue. The issue is government spending, pure and simple. That's it. There's no BS here. There's no balancing of a budget. I mean, I build budgets every year, and I blow through them. I either do better or worse. Budgets are just a projection. So people need, I think, forgive me for getting hot about it, but it's like they're distracting themselves with debt limit ceilings and balanced budgets. No, people, the issue is spending. That's the issue. That's how the federal government controls your life. That's one of the ways. They do it by taking money away from you. That's control. They do it by putting you in debt. That's more control. Then they do it by spending it on their programs so they can get reelected, and that's further control. Be thinking down those lines. I'm not trying to be paranoid here. It's just there is a tendency for the progressive left to want more government. They think that is the solution. And all of us out here in the hinterlands, all of us who have built our own businesses and worked for all our lives for a living, say, no, I don't want the government. I don't need your help. I want you out of my life. And I don't want to waste money on you. So I think that's really where this whole argument comes down. And I appreciate what Kevin McCarthy and those guys are doing, but I think we should be getting them to be aware of the misnomer, the misdirection in debt ceiling and balanced budget, and get right to the heart of the issue, which is spending.
Okay, Jay, so politicians, I call them PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. I don't see very many statesmen out there. I see politicians do different surveys and put their finger in the wind. What do people want? Oh, people want more spending. Okay, I'll promise more spending, or people want this. I'll promise that. But a real statesman would understand the issues just like you have laid out, and they would explain that to the American people. And I think a real statesman could get elected when they speak truth into these matters. How about you, Jay Davidson? How about you running for office?
No.
But you're
no,
able
but
to
I'll,
speak.
I'll vote for you, and I'll support you.
but to speak clearly on these issues, I think that is what we've got to do. That's why we do the show, is so that people can learn about these issues, because we are headed towards disaster if we don't get this turned around, and we need to get it turned around quickly. And that's why speaking truth into this is so important. Inflation is a hidden tax. Here in Colorado, we've got, there's going to be big conversations now about the Colorado Taxpayers Bill of Rights, TABOR. There are people on both sides of the aisle that have not liked that, because it was put in place to basically keep government in a smaller box. And those that like government control don't want to be in that box. But so taxes are certainly one way that money is taken out of our pockets. But inflation truly is the hidden thief. And what that is doing for our young people that are trying to put their lives together, is it's so irresponsible to be in a situation. And we don't have to. It doesn't have to be like this, because as von Mises said, and that inflation is government induced. I'm paraphrasing, but it is government policy that has created this. Or maybe that was Milton Friedman, but one of those two guys, right?
They're all the same. I mean, they're three generations of Austrian economics that are, I would say, read them, study them, get to know them, because they're the best.
Well, absolutely. So, Jay Davidson, this is such an important conversation. And again, I'm talking with Jay Davidson, CEO and founder of First American State Bank. How would you like to button this up?
I have a lot of friends who are very dedicated to America. They're Republican and Democrat. And the phenomena of government spending is not only a Democrat problem. Republicans do it, too. And you're right. I mean, politicians, their job is to feel what the wind is blowing and do what they're supposed to, all right? That's why they're elected. So I guess I used to object to that, but now I think, well, that's what they're supposed to do. Well, if that's the case, and it is the case, then we citizens, those of us here in the real world, the private business world, and living our own lives as citizens, need to instill a backbone in the politicians so they know that we are adamant about this. Stop taking our money away from us through taxes, stop putting us into debt, and stop creating inflation that further erodes our nest egg. And when we do that, we citizens, it's on us to get this done, not the politicians. It's us. So, stand up, speak out. I appreciate what you're doing, Kim, because you're bringing the facts and the truth and ideas to people so they can make up their own mind. And hopefully they will get motivated to change these politicians.
Absolutely. And have conversations with their friends and family and colleagues and neighbors about this. This is a cultural battle of ideas that we're in. And I've determined that we need to be in guerrilla warfare, which is unconventional warfare. Washington used that when he's fighting the British. And that is, it's really person by person. So when I encourage people to engage in this battle of ideas, person by person. Jay Davidson, you are such a valued partner of the show. I thank you.
Well, Kim, thank you for all you do. It's deeply appreciated.
And that's Jay Davidson. And our quote for the end of the show is from Von Mises. He said, the most important thing to remember is that inflation is not an act of God, that inflation is not a catastrophe of the elements or a disease that comes like the plague. Inflation is policy. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.